to help you in the prevention of the coronavirus disease 2019 or COVID-19. Also remember, older adults and people who have severe underlying chronic medical conditions like heart or lung disease or diabetes seem to be at higher risk for developing more serious complications from COVID-19. Please consult your healthcare provider about additional steps you may be able to take to protect yourself. For more information on prevention and how to protect yourself, please log on to www.cdc.gov/coronavirus/2019.
Well, God bless you. God bless everybody, and greetings. And that all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus Christ. And this is Apostle James Broadnax, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. And I tell you, we are just thanking God for this day, because this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in this day. Oh my God, we are just thanking God for what he's doing in this hour. The word of God is our shield. The word of God is our protection. The word of God is our defense. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withered, the flower faded, but the word of our God, it shall stand forever. Yes, the word of our God shall stand forever. And we believe that everything you need is in the word of the Lord. It's in God's word. It's going to be very powerful today. The prophet is already on the prayer line today. You that are listening here in Alexandria, Louisiana, and surrounding areas, we are on the prayer line. And I want to say this. On yesterday, my partners and I, we blessed a lot of people right here in my backyard. God spoke to us, and my partners partnered with me. And every person, I can truly say this, and stand before Jesus Christ. Listen. Every person that dialed that number on yesterday, when I told them to dial that number, we mailed them out a $25 gift card. Yes, every person. I mean, every person that dialed the number on yesterday, we mailed them out a $25 gift card. Now, listen, we're not doing it today, but we will do it again when God speaks to us to do it again. But God spoke to us to sow on yesterday, and James Broadnax, Lady Broadnax, and all of my partners, we got together and we sowed yesterday. Every individual that called, we sold a gift card. Someone asked me, said, Apostle Broadnax, what if 500 people call? What if 200 people call? I said, well, we're going to send them a gift card. But every person that called on yesterday, We got their name, their address. Nope, we didn't ask them no questions. We believed that from their heart they needed the help, or they was calling in for someone that needed the help, and we sold that $25 gift card into their life. But right now the prophet is on the line, and I want him to come and tell everybody, you here in Alexandria, Pineville, and Boys, 318-754-0382. That's that number that you can dial a miracle. And the prophet is going to give us what's going to be happening here on this prayer line. Now, that's about 20,000 people. In about an hour, there will be 20,000 people that have received the message and the invite to the intercessory prayer line from all over the world. And you will hear people calling in from many different states as we begin to open the prayer lines and pray the prayer of faith for them on today. All right, Prophet Butler, God bless you. Good evening. Greetings in Jesus' name. What can the people expect? What is God saying to the prophet today?
God bless you, Apostle Broadneck. I'm telling you, in time like these, we need a savior. And I'm telling you, God is doing something supernatural for his people today. And I'm telling you here, we got a divine breakthrough that is shifting throughout the land. People are getting ready to see miracles, signs, and wonders like never before. And I want to say this to you today, Apostle Browning. I was reading in 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, and how the Bible said that the prophet came to the woman, and as he came to the woman, she was going through some financial things. She was going through a storm in her life, that she was so discouraged, almost like you were saying, God led you to sow into the people because the people are discouraged. And the Bible said here that the prophet began to ask the woman, what did she have? And she told the prophet, she said, prophet, only thing I had is a handful of meal and a little bit of oil. She said, I'm going to make a cake for me and my son, and I'm going to die. That woman was in a financial situation that she got tired of fighting, Apostle, where she said, you know what? I'm going to fix it up, make me a little cake for my son, and we're going to eat, and we're going to die. But the prophet told her, he said, woman of God, how do you know this is your last meal? And so I come to prophesy to every person on the radio around the country, and I come to speak in your life that today ain't your last meal. God is sending you a prophet in the midst of your midlife crisis to let you know that God is taking you off of empty and getting ready to put you back on full. Oh, my God, I'm talking to somebody here. The enemy been trying to fight you. And how many know when people are in distress, when people are going through things in their life, they begin to do some called panic. Come on here. I know they said we are in the midst of a pandemic, but I'm telling you here, the enemy tried to use this tactic to create something called fear. And the Bible began to say, the prophet told the woman of God, said, woman, I just need your faith. I just need you to trust me through whatever you're going through and take God at his word. And the Bible said here, he told her, he said, woman of God, only thing I want you to do is trust God right now in the midst of what you're going through. And I'm talking about those that are listening right now. There is a prophetic word that is getting ready to lose money. There is a prophetic word that is getting ready to lose health. There's a prophetic word. And how many know the Bible said, believe in the Lord that God, so shall you be established. But believe in the prophet, so shall you prosper. Listen. Don't believe the hype of people because you are dealing with discouraged people. And anytime you are dealing with discouraged people, people are always trying to take and try to pollute and discourage other people because they're going through. And the Lord spoke to me this morning at 5 o'clock prayer. He said, Prophet Butler, there is a certain level of intercession that is on the prophet life that ain't on nobody else's life. Y'all better hear me up in here. Don't discredit the prophet because there is a release that is on the prophet life that you need that is going to release your money, that's going to release your health, going to release your future under the Rebukosha. What you're saying, Prophet Butler, that there is a release that is on the tongue of the prophet that you need in order to make make it in this next season. And I want to tell somebody here today ain't your last day of eating. Today ain't your last finances. Today ain't your last day to live. But I come to prophesy that you getting ready to be the head and not the tail. My God, I feel that thing all in my spirit. I'm telling every person that is on the prophetic call. I'm telling those that is streaming live all over the country. Listen, today as you call the prophetic prayer chamber, I'm going to prophesy into your today for your tomorrow, then let you know that God is going to give you a double for your trouble. I'm going to prophesy and pray for every individual that called that prophetic chamber and let them know that today is a brand new day. And Apostle, I'm telling you, I woke up with anointing on me. I'm seeing through muddy water, putting people on dry land. There is a prophetic anointing that's getting ready to shake America and cause America to believe again. And that's the word of the Lord.
All right, you just heard that word from the prophet. And the reason we all called him the major prophet, because what he says come to pass. 318-754-0382. If you're listening to the local radio station, Lake Charles, Natchitoches, Louisiana, Cottonport, Simsport, and if you are already in the prayer chamber, listen, star 5 on your keypad. And you that are listening, and Alexandria, Boys, Oakdale, Jonesville, Vidalia, Natchez, Mississippi. When you dial that number, 318-754-0382, you need to hit star 5 on your keypad, and your hand will go up, and we will open that prayer line, and the prophet will pray and speak the word of the Lord into your life. God bless you, caller. What city are you calling from?
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale. And what is your request today?
I need a healing in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And my granddaughter, we just found out she got leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
She needed healing. And then my other grandson, they try to say he got cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like prostate cancer, 15 over 15.
Oh, my God.
And I just need a healing and financial blessing for all of my families and my sisters.
Amen. Woman of God, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this mighty woman of God as she's standing for her family. Father, I pray, oh God, that he begin to move, oh God. Father God, I pray, God, that he begin to dispatch your angels all around, oh God. Father God, whatever she believes in, for God, we know you can do anything but fail. Father, we cancel every sign of the end against her health, against her finances, oh God. But Father, we cover them grandchildren, God, in your blood, oh God. Devil, you is a liar. Take your hands off of them. They belong to God. And Father, we send your ministering angels to them, God. Heal them from the inside out. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the victory. And I believe by faith that is already done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Woman of God, I heard the Holy Ghost say that he's getting ready to take that fatigueness and that weakness off of you. And I'm telling you, your body has been going through a series of tribulations. But I want to let you know that God is getting ready to touch you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I decree and I declare that the Lord is turning your situation around, even right now, woman of God. I want to let you know that there is a financial wind that is getting ready to hit you. I prophesy from this phone call within the next 72 hours that there is a miracle money that is getting ready to hit your hand, that's getting ready to put you back into a better financial place. And that was the word of the Lord. You be blessed, woman of God.
You too. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Now listen, once we pray for you, I pray that you become an intercessor today. And I pray that you would stay on that phone and that you would help us pray for others. That is my prayer, that you would not hang up after the prayer, after the prophetic word is spoken into your life, but that you would stay right there and help us pray for others. 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. That's the local number to dial a miracle to get prayer. But if you're already in the prayer chamber, star 5 on your keypad. All right. God bless you, caller. What city are you calling from?
Hello? Caller, are you there? All right, let's go to the next caller. 3187.